Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode.
That word different is powerful because God is different. And different is inside of you because different made you.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And today we're diving deep into mission. I know whenever we talk about mission, it can be something that feels daunting. It can be something that feels overwhelming and something that, quite frankly, is sometimes difficult to really lean into because what is this mission I'm on? What is this purpose that I've been put on this earth to ultimately execute on? And not only can it feel overwhelming and daunting, but it can sometimes make us feel inadequate. It can make us feel lesser than who we actually are. And it is only that way because we feel like we're not qualified. We feel like I'm not done school yet, or I don't have the credentials, or why would somebody lean on me for this type of advice where I'm just a regular person? But instead, I want us to shift our mindsets and shift our thought processes from not being qualified to ultimately understanding and realizing that God qualifies the called. And so the moment that we have this calling internally, the moment that we feel like this is being put on our heart for a reason, and we lean into that in a powerful way, that is the moment that we can lean into our purpose. There's so many people out there, and there's so many different experts, gurus, quote unquote, that will take you through a 4-part exercise to find your calling, or a 10-week course to identify your purpose. And it's just not that simple. It's not as simple as going into a workbook and identifying your purpose right away. Because ultimately what happens when we do that is we come back to something that's worldly. We come back to something that is going to make us financially well off, something that is going to get us to a certain status or fame that we're looking for. But that's the vein that always goes down. Rather than coming back to this full entity of service, full entity of mission, full entity of purpose, and quite frankly, why God's put us on this earth. Every single one of us is built to be world-class at something. But yet, we may have not given space, or we may have not left room in our day or in our mindsets to truly connect to that yet. And if we haven't connected to that yet, there's no way that we're going to be able to lean into it. And because of that, it feels very overwhelming. It feels scary to be able to start navigating it. And so what does that look like? What does it mean to start really leaning into that space? Because I want to come back to this acronym that I often lean on and that came to me in some of these downloads. And to be honest with you, I've got a mother that is, it feels like she has her ear to God's mouth. She has just always been plugged in and always been able to just provide such wisdom and guidance through what he's been saying and what her mission and purpose is. And it's a gift that I feel like I've learned from her, and ultimately that I've been blessed with as well. And one morning I was sitting in the sauna and I just came up with this acronym, BETTS, B-E-T-T. And it came from the construct that God bets on us every single day. He bet on us with the blessings that he's given us. He's bet on us with the energy that he's provided us. He's bet on us with the time that he's given us. And he's blessed us and ultimately bet on us with the testimonies that he's given us. And so BETT, God bets on us. And the reason that he bets on us is because he made us. There's different in everything. When's the last time that you said to somebody, why did this person succeed? Or why you look at somebody who's successful, you look at an elite athlete, you look at a great business person, you ever ask anybody in their journey, in their story, I guarantee you that person is going to go, yeah, they were just built different. They acted differently. When you were around them, you just felt different. That word different is powerful because God is different. And different is inside of you because different made you. And the moment that you lean into your different, the moment that you bet on yourself is the moment that everything changes. Because God bet on you first, and thus you can bet on yourself. And so I want to break down those four for you right away here. BETT, blessings, energy, time, and testimony. And so when we come into this, God has blessed us each with something unique, something different. And when we lean into that, when we lean into that blessing, when we look around us, our trials and tribulations, the difficult times that we've gone through, those actually are our blessings because those are the things that are ultimately we are called to do and how we are called to serve. I was divorced. I went through a divorce that was tough in my life. I went through addiction that was hard in my life. I went through anorexia that was hard in my life. I went through depression and suicide that was hard in my life. I went through sexual abuse that was hard in my life. All of these things you could look at as something terrible that's gone on, and you could just spend your time mulling and being upset about all these things. But yet we come back to these. And these are what make us relatable. These are what make us stronger. These are what give us clarity in where we need to go. And the moment that we awoke to these blessings and we realize that these blessings have been bestowed on us to learn and ultimately be relatable to somebody else, that is when we can bet on our own blessings. And we don't need to be qualified because we have been called. And that calling qualifies us enough. Second is in our energy. So often we spend so much energy in things that do not give back to us. We spend so much energy on things that are worldly, on how do we get more Instagram likes? How do we get more comments? How do we get more followers? How do we get more YouTube listens? How do we get more downloads? How do we get on more stages? How do we get on all of these things? We focus on worldly things rather than focusing our energy on the service areas. Things that we can take our blessings that we've been given and put into use for his glory, for things that will bring other people joy. And when we focus that energy on those areas, that's when we start to win again. And then our time. Time and energy go hand in hand. And when all of a sudden we come back to where we spending and investing, think about investing our time. Is it something that multiplies, or it's something that we spend our time on? Spending our time and investing our time is extremely different. And so if we're investing our time in the people that are swimming towards the helicopter, people who are swimming towards us that need our help, it is amazing to see how that changes things. When all of a sudden determination and opportunity meet, that creates transformation. If we're going after people who, and spending our time on people who don't want to be helped, if we are spending our time in areas where people are not willing to listen or hear what we have to say, we're going down a road that we, again, makes us feel unqualified. And then lastly, with our testimony, the story that we have been through, the story, every experience that we have been through, everything that we have gone through is our testimony. And the testimony is powerful because the testimony is things that we have been given and experiences we have been given to ultimately relate to other people going back to those blessings. And the testimony is what allows people to lean in and truly experience this through somebody else's eyes and realize that they're not the only ones. And it makes you relatable. And it can be scary to share your testimony, scary to lean into those things because you take responsibility for those people. Take responsibility for those people that relate to you. But that's how leaders lead. That's how servant leaders execute. And so coming back to this, I know a lot of you might be feeling, hey, you know, I don't know how to lean into my purpose. Come back to those four things, B-E-T-T. Come back to your blessings, come back to your energy, come back to your time, and come back to your testimony. What have you been through? What experiences have you gone through to ultimately allow you to be able to pour into other people? Because when we come back to service, and we come back to helping, and we come back to giving and providing to people, that is the ultimate reason and purpose for why we're here. You have a God-given purpose. You are meant to be world-class at something, and you're meant to serve at an elite level. Let's just give time, energy, and attention to those blessings and testimony to realize how you can bet on yourself. We know success is different, so own your different. We'll see you next week.